T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Rod Wood spoke yesterday with Dan Miller on Fox 2, and he offered a little bit of insight into the Cam Sutton situation. He was in the building. They gave him the advice, hey, turn yourself in, get representation. He didn't listen. They waived him. No one's heard from him since. Rod Wood also talked about new jerseys, new uniforms, and they will be released before the draft.
Ooh.
Now, John, I don't know where you're at with the Lions jerseys. I liked the fact that they went monochromatic a lot of last season. The blueberries, the all blues, I think the marshmallow, the all whites. I like that look. What I'm excited about here is that we may be done with the all grays, because it's a chance to reset, rebrand. Those were the most boring uniforms when they would rock those.
I like those better than I like the all blues.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like the blueberry. Being a big guy, I actually look like a blueberry. And so it's like when we were in Washington and everybody wanted to wear the all whites. All right, I became the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. But looking at it on TV, I like the all grays. I think it looks sharp. It looks clean. I'm not a big fan of the all blues. All whites, okay, fine. I'm from a viewer's perspective now, I thought it was cool.
Okay. I'm curious from you, from anybody listening, with this is a chance for the Lions to do something unique, different. What's on your wish list? What do you hope is incorporated? More of this, less of that. 248-539-9797. You know, for a long time, there was this debate in the fan base about the black uniforms. Will they bring back black as an accent color, a primary color on an alternate jersey? They've said they're going to have more pants options, black pants. I don't know. But I think for a while people said, well, the black jerseys are synonymous with that Millen era.
Oh.
Right before the 0-16, right? Or right around the 0-16 Lions.
Well, if you're going to talk about any uniforms the Lions have used other than in 91 or 2023, they're kind of synonymous with a bad era.
Losing?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
we can get over that.
Well, and I think what I tell to people, if there was ever a regime that has righted wrongs, that has changed the narrative, that tells you, hey, we can win here, it's this regime. So I wouldn't run from it if they incorporated the black back into the jerseys. What's on your wish list, John?
Obviously, looking at Twitch, and I'm sure texters will probably do the same. They're not thrilled with the all grays. I like the all grays. They also are bringing up what you mentioned, the all blacks or the black in the uniform. When I watch NFL games and some of the teams like the Baltimore Ravens, now their primary color is a purple. And they have incorporated black. I think black is part of their color scheme as well. Mm-hmm. When they go black on black on black, I think it looks sweet. Oh. So if they incorporated black jerseys, black pants, black socks, they'd have to go brand new helmet. They'd have to go black helmets as
yep.
well. I think that would look badass.
The other thing to keep in mind, didn't they just put out a new helmet last year with the
elongated lion?
Kind of on the prowl. With
the 57
yeah.
lion? Yeah.
I never thought the gray jerseys worked super well with that. They now have a chance to build a uniform around that helmet, because I think that helmet looks cool.
Oh, I love the helmet. Absolutely love the helmet. And I don't know what the rules are in regards to introducing a new helmet. I think last year we talked about they could do the helmet, but they weren't able to adjust the uniform. Now maybe this year it's the uniform and not the helmet.
Round it out.
So I don't know if they can go with the black helmet, but I think that would to me would look sweet. Just, I mean, and put a visor on everybody. If we're going into it, like uniforms that teams wear, I'm much more of a traditional individual. I'm sure people
are
shocked at hearing that. But I wouldn't mess with tradition and just go, you know, traditional home unis, traditional road unis, but that's not cool for the kids these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the Lions have a chance here to do a nice little rebrand. I mean, nothing over the top. The logo's not going to change. And they said it's going to be, you know, same basic colors. But they have entered into a new era of this franchise, right? This franchise graduated, leveled up, whatever you want to say. This franchise went from perennial loser, laughingstock, and even this fan base had dealt with the PTSD of not ever believing they could win. Things have changed. This team was 30 minutes away from the Super Bowl, and the belief is they're going to get more cracks at it. They're going to be again in the mix this upcoming season, that you no longer go into the year and go, well, I don't think they can win the division because they haven't. They're going to go in as a division favorite again. They are entering into the era of expectations. And I think there's a way now for them to really brand and solidify like this era of Lions football. Campbell got an extension. Brad Holmes got an extension. This is the Campbell Holmes era Detroit Lions. Not saddled with anybody else's baggage from yesteryear, but a chance to put their own spin on it. What do you want to see him do? Like, I mean, I don't know. You're not a fashion designer, but the piping on the sleeves and the pants, like they have a chance to do something different now with this regime.
Yeah, I don't know if I could talk about piping on uniforms.
John's got patterns coming up next. What about a plaid?
We could go.
248-539-9797.
Black and blue and silver plaid. We're going with the flannel.
That's the other thing. You can.
We're just going to completely.
It's a good Midwest football city,
yeah.
All right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We get to the fall, we put the flannel on.
Yeah, you play outdoors in Chicago. Let's put the flannel on.
Ticket text.
Lambo. Go well up there.
Ticket texter says, the all grays are better than the all whites. I'd be sad to see them go. DJ at work. Another one says, the all grays were awful. They looked like they were playing in pajamas.
See, I always thought that the all-whites look like pajamas.
All-white, like Michigan would rock all-white.
Yeah,
and bottom.
Yeah, and Doug Karsh calls them the Rick Leach pajamas. Because they do look like pajamas. So I didn't like the all-blues like I didn't like the all-yellows that Michigan tried a couple of times. I thought it looked horrific.
Another one says, the all gray was the worst uniform in sports. I want the black back as an accent color, but using more blue or more gray silver as an accent like they have been is lazy and ugly. The Lions should really be considering a jersey change, signed the Detroit Red Wings.
Maybe a sponsorship patch.
Oh, no, don't.
Well, they are going to be changing the initials.
Yeah, so people know the William Clay Ford patch.
Yeah.
They said they're going to honor him in a different way. So I take that to mean the patch will be off the jerseys. Black primary, says Dan on the ticket text. And another one says, the new Lions helmet sucks. The lion looks like a wiener dog. Put a meaner looking lion on the helmet. That's from Randy.
We'll hear from Stoney at about 9:55. Well, you're a cat guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like... You know, I like
it's on
it
the prowl.
Because, well, I mean, you could say it's on the prowl or it's just stretching. But I like it because it's a throwback to an earlier time. It's not one that they're going to use every single time they go on the field. It was hit and miss. But I can understand why people look at it as a wiener dog or a cat that's just simply stretching. But I thought it was cool. I like the stripes behind it as well.
Do we get any accents on the knees for the kneecaps?
What?
Dan Campbell, the whole kneecap thing. Do we get like any kind of... No.
No. Then you start looking like a rugby team.
Okay, never mind. thought there were no bad ideas. We're just talking.
Yeah. Okay. There are bad questions and there are bad ideas. Trust me. And I'll point them out when I believe I hear one.
Another ticket texter says darker blue. Give me a darker blue. Another one says give me a blue face mask with a new helmet with the new look.
Go all blue on the helmet. I don't know. I like a little bit of contrast on the helmet. I could see. I'd have to see it first. I'm sure somebody out there can do a graphic
mock up. This one says, John, the flannel is a great idea. Mickey Redmond would rock that flannel for sure.
Oh, man. I might have to come out of retirement for one game if I get to rock a flannel.
They would be simultaneously the ugliest and best uniforms at the same time.
And hottest, literally. Playing a game in flannel would be very
The material
warm.
Wouldn't be flannel, John.
Oh,
the
no,
pattern
you're going
would be
all
flannel.
Flannel. You're going all flannel on this. Button down right down the middle.
Okay.
It's the old breakaway jersey. You'd never be able to tackle Amon-Ra St. Brown. You'd have to go hip, drop, swivel.
It's 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.